Still born, yet still alive? Is it possible? Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. By the way, it was Saturday, October 14, 1876, and everyone inside the Toronto hospital room was heavy-hearted. Only minutes earlier, John and Sophia Ironside, both committed members of Plymouth Brethren organization, were eagerly anticipating the arrival of their new baby. But then came the birth and the devastating declaration that the baby boy had not made it. And it was now looking like Sophia, the mother, also would not survive. Childbirth has always had its dangers, but especially prior to the advent of modern medicine. With hope dashed for saving the little baby, doctors turned their attention to treating Sophia. The tiny boy had now entered the world but was not breathing and was set aside away from his mother. Fortunately, Sophia responded to the emergency treatment, and according to reports, up to 40 minutes had passed when suddenly, inexplicably and unexpectedly, a shocked nurse noticed the newborn baby moving and a faint pulse was found. Swooping the baby up into her arms, the nurse sprinted towards a warm bath of water, plunging the little boy's tiny body into it. The shock did the trick. The baby, named Harry, responded and began to cry. I believe God has a plan for every life. In fact, the Bible says so in the book of Jeremiah. But sometimes the mystery and the intrigue behind his ways remain shrouded from sight, which often makes it difficult for us to understand. But whether we understand or not, God always has a purpose behind his actions, whatever they are. Looking back now, it's clear that the Lord had his reasons for sparing Harry's young life. Harry Ironside would later join the Salvation Army, traveling the country and preaching some 500 sermons per year. Various missionaries and ministry opportunities would keep him in constant motion. He preached in churches, tents, auditoriums, and on street corners. He often wore a sweater with the phrase, "Prepare to meet thy God," emblazoned across its front. There was nothing subtle about Harry Ironside. Although never formally educated, he was known to read 2 to 3 books a day. He was considered to have a photographic memory, which enabled him to memorize long passages of scripture. Harry Ironside, who died at the age of 74 in 1951, is yet one more name on the honor roll of influential Christian teachers and preachers who helped to lead lost souls to Jesus Christ. His name should be more than a footnote or author attached to a Bible commentary. The life of Harry Ironside is a reminder of what God can do with feeble, frail, and fragile people. Even those with little means and no formal education are instruments in the hands of God. It's a testimony to the fact that extraordinary can become the ordinary if we're willing to be fully used and fully available to him. Are you ready for that? My name is Ray Craddock. I'll see you next time on By the Way.